Leaders and healers, gamers and claimers, ladies and gentlemen from around the universe, from around the globe, from around the community, welcome to the Power, Purpose, and Passion Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Cheam, speaker, life coach, trainer, musician, singer, songwriter, author, friend to you, podcast host on this Power, Purpose, and Passion Podcast, ready to serve you, ready to give you the best of what I've learned, what we've learned through various studies of life, through my own experiences, through books, through seminars, through everyday interactions with the divine energy and the divine environment of God, in the universe and family, friends, and just everyday challenges that come my way. And I'm here to open up the dialogue to you for questions and comments on this podcast, because this podcast is all about claiming your power, clarifying your purpose, and cultivating your deepest, widest, and highest passions possible so you can ultimately show up as a better, more upgraded, updated, advanced, enhanced version of yourself. And ultimately, you can inspire others to do the exact same. So thank you for joining us. I am so excited, actually, to really share with you this podcast title called Impossible Healing. I'm currently reading a book called Breathing Underwater by the great Richard Rohr. If you've never heard of him, I highly recommend you listen to his stuff or read some of his books. I'd say he's one of the most profound spiritual teachers on the planet. He is a Catholic priest, but let me tell you, he was a Franciscan, the Franciscan order, but he is extraordinarily wise. And he talks about a lot of different spiritual teachings, and he respects all religions, but he's a highly advanced spiritual teacher. Actually, a client of mine introduced him to me a number of years ago with a few of his audios, and I got hooked because the profundity of his teachings and the way he kind of taught the Christian faith as well as many different faiths in a different way. I wouldn't say a different way, but in a way I was ready to understand spirituality. And I'm sure many people that are on a spiritual path begin to listen to different people through different books that they read, through life experiences. All of a sudden, they start to upgrade their awareness and the understanding of the divine. And it's pretty extraordinary. So today's episode is all about impossible healing. And I wanted to kind of sort of captivate each and every single listener here, whether they're listening to this at home or working out. And one of my favorite things I ask people in study of seminars and workshops and private coaching, I'll ask them, so tell me about your suffering. I don't care about your successes. Tell me about your suffering. Tell me where you're hurting the most. Tell me where you feel like you're broken the most, or where you feel like that life has thrown you a bunch of lemons. Tell me about those parts of you. And oftentimes, you know, opening up that gate is oftentimes time for healing and transformation. And I find talking about your successes is great. Don't get me wrong. It's good to kind of reflect on your successes so that you have references to suggest that you can succeed in other areas of your life. But before we get into that, Cameron, how you doing, man? What's going on?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for the lovely introduction. I'm really looking forward to this episode in specific because at the moment, I'm feeling a weird like throat thing going on, and I'm a healthy guy, so it's like, give me some impossible healing, please.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you're telling. You talk about that. It's going in around our house. It sort of happened. My two kids had fevers, and my daughter stayed home from school for a couple of days, and my son sort of got it last night, but luckily he was able to get over it pretty quick. He's had sort of a cough for a few weeks, and then I ended up getting it. I think it was more because I don't believe in people giving each other sickness so much as it is about your own immunity to health. If you've got a strong immunity and you're loving yourself and you're doing all the right things, I don't think, you know, you'll be susceptible to sickness. So I think I'm just a little bit drained emotionally, physically, mentally, with a lot of things going on in my life. And I'm fully admitting that. I'm certainly not perfect. I don't live in a perfect world. And I dive into my darkness. I dive into the psychic waters and the psychic depths and the mental, emotional drowning sometimes, I feel like, because of the work that I'm in. But I wouldn't have it any other way, because I'm here to be an instrument of divine love. And the deeper I go into my own stuff and help other people, man, I tell you, there's grace there, there's gratitude, there's deep appreciation for myself, for people, for just the human condition. So today's episode is called Impossible Healing, and I want to take you through just sort of a chapter and this book called Breathing Underwater by Richard Rohr. And all it is basically he surmises the 12 steps in Alcoholics Anonymous and how it spiritually, for people that have ever been through Alcoholics Anonymous or any 12 step program, is pretty profound and it has a high success rate. And part of the reason why it has a high success rate are because he basically goes through each of the steps. But in one of the chapters, he talks about how You know, and let me just read you this paragraph. He says, as any good therapist will tell you, you cannot heal what you do not acknowledge. Just remember, repeat that. You cannot heal what you do not acknowledge. And what you do not consciously acknowledge will remain in control of you from within, festering and destroying you and those around you. As Jesus said, if you bring forth that which is in within you, it will save you. If you do not bring it forth, it will destroy you. And as it says, you know, the truth shall set you free. Telling that to yourself the truth, telling someone else you admire, some a coach or a therapist or a good friend, the truth about your addictions, your truth about your hurts, the truth about how you're feeling. Just allowing yourself to acknowledge that you're hurting, acknowledge that you are struggling, acknowledge that you feel lonely. Or there's something within you that's crying out. You just don't know. Can't pinpoint it. Even though you may not know what it is, it could be depression or sadness or a feeling of loneliness. You don't know why you're feeling that way. You know, perhaps you need to speak to somebody. And that's what life's all about. And, you know, for me right now, like today, I'm feeling emotionally exhausted. I'm feeling a little bit physically exhausted because of this month has been pretty crazy. But I'm continuing to be on this podcast because I'm living what I am. What the person that's listening to most of the wisdom that I'm basically telling people is me. One of my original coaches said to me, you teach that which you need to learn the most. And that really affected me. And I thought, wow. And I started to think about that and the things that I was teaching. Was I really living that which I was teaching? And I have a lot of good mentors and spiritual teachers and therapists in my life that oftentimes I'll bring forth. I'll say everything's good. And then they're good enough and powerful enough to call me out and go, tell me the truth. Tell me what's really going on. How's the journey really going? Where are you struggling the most? And then I'm like, wow, man, how did you know that? And then they go, cause it's the part of the human condition. We're all struggling at some level. And I am an optimist, but you know what? Part of being an optimist, a realist and a pessimist, we all have all three of those things in us, is acknowledging what's hurting us. And you cannot heal what you do not acknowledge. And if there's any hurt in your life, that's one of the greatest things that you can do with yourself, is tell yourself the truth and then go to someone for help. And I'm certainly feeling that way. And I want to be able to be as truthful and as honest as possible with my clients, with my family, with the people I care about, with the people on the podcast. I want to be real. The person that you're speaking to right now is real and raw. Cam knows who I am. My wife knows who I am. I'm a crazy nut at times, but I certain things can affect me. And because I'm working with a lot of people that are struggling, and it certainly affects me both in a positive and in a negative way, because I'm taking on a lot. But that's the journey I've taken, and I'm glad to take it, this journey in helping myself heal and helping other people heal. Because let's face it, there's no fun having dinner alone. Right? There's no fun having dinner alone. And when you bring your hurts to the table, you actually give other people permission to bring their hurts too and go, wow, you're feeling that way too? Wow, I was feeling that way too. Or, wow, I didn't know you went through that. Here, I went through this period of time in my life too. And they might provide some insight as the dialogue opens and the interaction opens. And one of the things I've noticed about my own hurts and my own healing is that, in interacting with people and telling people the truth, they're often transformed. I won't say transformed. They're often uplifted by my sharing of my own hurts and going, wow, he's human too. It seems on the surface, he knows what he's talking about. And obviously I think I've done my study, I've done my work, but you know, being so open with my hurts, open with my past, open with my, everything in my life. I have nothing to hide, really. So, and I think that's what people begin to develop a stronger bond and rapport with me as I do that. And I think then healing can begin. And part of that is, you know, telling yourself the truth and telling each other the truth. You're going to say something, Cam?
Yeah. I was going to ask you if you could, I think you did say this on an episode a very long time ago,
yeah.
But you had that story of this person walking up a mountain with a backpack. And I think, what you're saying really is that a lot of people don't acknowledge what's really going on deep down, and it's holding them down. They don't even know that it's there. They have no
yes.
idea that they're being held down. Yet they're very, like, we're all sort of naive in that sense, you know, if
yes,
we don't
yes.
Expose the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. That's a great way to put it there, Cam, exposing the truth and the darkness that exists. And you know what? Richard Rohr has a great thing that he said. He says, the closer you get to the light, the more it reveals your darkness. And it's so true, because the closer, the brighter a room gets in a small, in a huge room, the bright, it shows more of the room. It illuminates the whole room. So, and as you uncover all the doors, as you open all the doors to your psychology, to your every realm of your existence, every part of you, it starts to illuminate. You start to realize, man, I'm not as, and what it does is basically it tears away the layers of the ego. I mean, I was having a conversation with a client today about the ego and it just how powerful it really is and how unaware people are that they have an ego. I remember I had a client, she said, oh, I don't have an ego. And I said, okay, please elaborate that for me. And she was completely unaware. We all have egos. All of us have egos at some level. I don't care who, even the most enlightened people. And it's not, your job is not to destroy the ego. Your job is not to fight with the ego, because you'll be doing it for egoic reasons. You'll become a mirror image of what you're trying to fight. So your job is to live in heart, to acknowledge it, to live in harmony with your ego. And as Wayne Dyer talks about, one of his spiritual teachers talked about how do you get rid of the ego? If there's something to get rid of the ego, or is to number one, acknowledge that you have one and to tame it. He says, you can't fully get rid of it, but to tame it, sure. And he said, you know, look at the fruit trees in the springtime. And as the fruit grows with on the spring tree, on the tree, notice how the seed dies, and so too will the spirit grow within you. The ego will dissipate within you as the spirit grows within you. So touching that part of you and enhancing and becoming a deeper instrument of love will dilute the power the ego has over you. And where you're most infinitely powerful is when you're powerless. That's why meditation is literally, you are completely surrendering in that moment to the divine as you are fully naked, physically naked, mentally naked, emotionally naked, emptying of the mind, opening of the heart, the feeling of the body all in one. So, and I think you're right there, Cam. You know, telling yourself the truth. I think the worst evil is the one that you're completely unaware of, or the worst problem is the one that you're not even aware of, that you have a problem. You know, people that are in relationships that go, oh, I'm not the problem, it's my wife's problem. That's the worst. Or the other way around. I don't have the problem, it's all my husband. I've never coached a couple ever met a couple or coached or met a couple that had problems. It was all one person's problems. There's always, no matter how thin you slice it, there's always, you know, even if it was 99% my problem, 1%, you know, or 99% the husband's problem, 1% the woman's problem, the wife's problem, and I was working with the wife, I'd focus on the 1% of the wife's issues, not on the 99% of the husband's issues, and vice versa, of course. So the point is that true growth in any capacity is admitting where you are not, because basically you're bringing your hurts to the table. That two of the greatest spiritual qualities, I can tell you, as you take this journey, as you humble yourself before your friends, your therapist, whatever it might be, are two qualities: integrity and humility. You know, and I feel like I've grown a lot. I know sometimes I look back and go, have I really grown as much as I thought I've grown? Maybe I have, maybe I haven't. And I often see other men that are my age, younger, older, and I'm sort of observing where they are in their life and how they see the world. And I feel like, wow, I feel like I've grown. I feel like I've done an honest evaluation of my life, but I know there's a lot more to learn. I know I still have a lot more to learn. And the more you know, the more you actually grow, the more you realize you don't know. And I feel like the more I grow and the more I become more motivated and inspired, the less arrogant I get. I mean, we all have a sense of arrogance in us, and it's okay to be confident and stuff. But I know within myself that I can't start to believe my own PR. And I think Richard Rohr was asked the question, what's the biggest thing that you struggle with? And you know what he said? Was my popularity. Because his he's like, because what that does to my ego is just explodes my ego and think, hey, I start to believe my own hype. And he has to constantly remind himself that he's human, and he has to go, he has to descend rather than ascend. And part and spiritual teachings talks about not ascending. It talks about descending. In order to ascend, you have to descend. I know this episode was a little bit crazy. I know we kind of steered off about a few things, but it's I don't just want to talk about, you know, motivation and persistence and breaking through. And that's part of this too. You have to go up in order to go down. You have to go down in order to go up. And so oftentimes you need to hit, you got to bottom out. And how, in order to bottom out, you got to literally tell yourself the truth. So hopefully you guys got a lot of this program, this particular podcast. It's an absolute joy and honor. Despite me not feeling the greatest, I'm here to serve you. I'm here to serve you regardless and tell you guys the truth about what I'm going through too, because we're in this together. We're in this together. So God bless you guys to your continued upgrade and evolution. Live it up with power, purpose, and passion. God bless you guys. See you next time.